Heber City Council member Ron Crittenden has lived in Heber since the mid-70s. Crittenden has worked as in-state director for Republican Congressman Howard Nilsen for 9 years and a year for Democratic Congressman Bill Orton. Crittenden says that in the 4 years he's been on the city council, he's kept his campaign promises to stop airport expansion, slow growth, and work on the problems on Heber's Main Street. He feels that that, along with his experience, helped qualify him to be on the council.
Was instrumental in stopping the form-based code from coming. That was mostly my efforts to stop that. I was on the airport board for 2 years and did my best, but we have a tough situation at the airport where a lot of promises were made and have to be kept from past years. That's making our airport hard to slow down. The bypass is progressing slowly, but I think it's progressing. Our local traffic can use other streets, probably a lot easier to go up and down than Main Street.
Crittenden says he plans to continue on those previously mentioned issues and take on other issues, especially protecting property rights.
We have very complicated zoning, a lot of regulation. I ask that we modify ours to a very simple zoning pattern so that a citizen can develop their own property if they want, rather than have to turn it over to some developer to make all the profit. But another frustration I've had with the city is we have a lot of rules and regulations that pretty much people do what they want unless a neighbor complains, then we enforce it. Whatever we do in the city, we need to treat everyone the same. If it's important enough to make it a law, we need to enforce it. And if it isn't important enough to enforce, we need to get it off the book.
He says if reelected, he will continue to represent his constituents in a consistent manner, guided by his principles.
We ought to be able to trust that the people that get elected will follow their pledges, do the things they said. If you ask all the candidates on the issues you care about, how they would vote on this, that, or the other, and what their philosophy is, then you can select three people that will go in there and do what you want, but they can trust that I will do what I say I'll do.
KPCW has reached out to the 8 Heber residents running for city council. You can find previous and future profiles of candidates on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.